Jaden is going to be passing out a handout. Not often we do that here, but I think this might help as an overview of Leviticus. Today's parasha is Emor, which means speak. We're covering, as Pastor Sam said, Leviticus 21 through 24. Emor means speak, which is used three times in this parasha. We are reminded of the son who blasphemed the name of the Lord and cursed. Well, he was put to death. But throughout Leviticus, the word speak is used many, many times. Since next week is the last parasha in Leviticus, let's review this important turning point in God's love for Israel. When God instructed Moses at Mount Sinai to build the tabernacle, the tent of meeting, God's objective was to come and live in the midst of the Israelites through the tabernacle. When the building was completed, Moses couldn't even enter the tent because the glory of God filled the tabernacle. Leviticus begins with God speaking to Moses from the tent of meeting. The challenge at that time was, how can Israel, in all their sin and selfishness, be reconciled to God? That's what Leviticus has been about. How God's grace provides a way for a sinful, corrupt people to live in his presence. Let's first look at the fact that God is kadosh, holy. This means set apart, unique, sacred. God is the creator and designer of all life. So the space around God is holy. It's full of life, goodness, love, and justice. This is the fundamental to understanding the rituals, purity laws, and the festivals in this book of Leviticus. So, for Israel to live in the midst of God's holy presence, they too must become holy and pure. This book develops the three main ways that God helps Israel to live in his holy presence. It seems to take about 2 years to develop the rituals, ordain the priest, and purify the Israelites. And God's design, revealed in this book, is intentionally very sequential. Each part builds on the previous to progressively increase the number of those who may come and live in the midst of God's glory. The book begins with God speaking to Moses from the tent of meeting. Speak to the Israelites. It's about the offerings that help people approach God's holiness. Offerings not only to remind them of the seriousness of their hardened hearts, but also God's love and grace that provides an atonement for this human condition. These offerings are joined together near the end of the book with the required Sabbaths and festivals, which remind us that God brought Israel out of Egypt with a powerful hand and provided everything to sustain them during their journey. Next, the Lord says to Moses, "Bring Aaron and his sons to be washed, purified, and anointed, to be ordained for their ministry." This included offerings from the previous chapters that were presented at the altar of the Lord, first for themselves, then for the people. Then Aaron and his sons were allowed to go to the entrance of the tent of meeting. Then the Lord follows, "Speak to the Israelites and Aaron concerning the purity laws that identify what was ritually clean and unclean, what was morally pure, and what was forbidden acts." Now, in some cases, a person could be cut off from the Israelites completely, and God set his face against them. For others, being impure was not necessarily a sin, but just a natural occurrence in one's day-to-day activities, such as contact with bodily discharges, molds, or dead body. Then there was the dietary requirements. What can be eaten and what can't? It's not clear why some are on the list and others are not, but I'm reminded of Peter in Acts 10, when he was shown the large sheet of all kinds of unclean animals and was told to eat. He resisted, saying, "I have never eaten anything unclean." The voice spoke to him, saying, "What God has made clean, do not consider it unclean." Wow. Given the preparations and the purifications in Leviticus, I see a little clearer the magnitude of the atonement that Yeshua accomplished on the cross. He entered heaven itself, now to appear for us in God's presence. God's design is intentionally very sequential throughout all Scripture. Each part builds on the previous to progressively increase the number of those who may come and live in the midst of God's glory. Back on Mount Sinai, God spoke clearly and decisively with purpose and direction. Peter reminds us as he ends his first letter, if anyone speaks, they should do so as one speaks the very words of God. If anyone serves, they should do so with the strength God provides, so that all things God may be praised through Yeshua. In him be the glory, power, forever and ever. Amen. Shabbat shalom.